Leslie will lead us in prayer.
Holy Father, Jehovah God, hallowed be thy name. Dear Father, we come to thee with great thanks for the gift of thy Son, Jesus, in desire to reverence thee and this great gift for us and for all mankind. We thank thee for this assembly and for the convention days and hours and fellowship and lessons before us. And we seek thy spirit and blessing upon each service and each head bowed before thee. Dear Father, we desire to honor thee and praise thee. We desire to conduct ourselves with holiness and reverence in things small and great. We now leave the days and times in thy loving care, and especially now as we consider the welcome address and the lessons to follow, we leave our hearts and our minds in thy loving hands. We thank you for the harvest message and present truth that has so graced us. And now in this season of the year, we are especially mindful of the Passover type and antitype, and desire to walk more carefully in Jesus' footsteps. We pray and thank thee in Jesus' precious name and merit. Amen.
Thank you, Leslie. And now, Brother David will give us the welcoming address. Brother David.
Thank you, Brother Jerry and Brother Lawrence. Well, welcome, brethren. It's so nice to see you. We welcome you, the elect of God. We welcome you, the lovers of truth. We welcome all those who have the precious faith through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we welcome you at this very special time, the memorial season. We have greatly desired to see you, the Lord's people, to serve you in our own humble way, and to provide a suitable setting for you to serve and encourage one another. Please consider with me some of the Apostle Paul's beautiful welcomes to the Lord's people. Romans chapter 1, verse 7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Grace be unto you, and peace from our God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf, for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything we are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge. Philippians chapter 1, verses 2 to 6. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making request with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel, from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. Why do we gather together in this manner? We gather because we are members of the one body of Christ, and it is our privilege to gather together, to fellowship. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6 and 11 to 16. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. We gather to hear the truth in the love of it. It is our lifeline. We gather to speak the truth in love of our God, our Lord, the truth, our brethren. We gather to gain from and share in the experiences of others. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Realization of this is so very important to understand how the body works together. In this memorial season, we have special opportunities to help and encourage one another, to share burdens and experiences. We gather because of our desire to serve others. 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 19. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. We gather together to testify of the Lord's goodness in our lives. In this way, we strengthen each other. We build one another up. As we gather together, we desire to be examples. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, that is love, in faith, in spirit, in purity. It is our desire to grow in the likeness of our great Lord. We gather to see and appreciate the examples of our brethren. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 to 25. And let us consider one another, to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. How important is this text to us? We are in the day, far into it. What is our individual responsibility, our privilege? What are our privileges and responsibilities? Let our conversation be holy. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 to 16. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So let us stay our minds on the Lord. Let us speak the truth in love, that is agape love. Let us remember that this is a holy gathering. Our returned Lord is here with us. Of this we have no doubt. Remember that ye are gods, that is, mighty ones. You can do this thing that you've been called to do. Psalm chapter 82, verses 6 to 8. I have said, ye are gods, that is, mighty ones, and all of you are children of the Most High, but ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. There's our privilege. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. We request that the decorum of this convention be honored, that we be in our seats on time, that parents keep your children in good order, that, as we've mentioned, cell phones get turned off. And in closing, we desire to grow in love towards our brethren. Please feel free to call upon any of our ecclesia for assistance. Our prayer for you is best expressed in Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Welcome, and we hope that we'll have a very enjoyable and uplifting convention. God be praised.